It's just after 7 o'clock. You're listening to KEXP Seattle. I'm Don Slack, and this is Swingin' Doors, alternative country, bluegrass, honky-tonk, all sorts of hardcore twang every Thursday night from 6 to 9. And right now, I'm very happy to have in the studio with me Zoe Muth and the Lost High Rollers, who are celebrating their big CD release party coming up this Saturday night down at the Columbia City Theater. A couple of shows. I believe it's an all-ages one to begin with at 6:30 or
no? Actually, no. Oh, they're all 21 and over.
Oh, darn. Well, sorry, kids. Everybody. I was hoping I could sneak in there, but an early matinee show, we'll call it at 6:30, and then another one later on at 9:30, 10 o'clock or so. So there you go. Before we'll chat a little bit more about that in a bit, but how about you guys play a song or two to get started here?
All right. This one's called If I Can't Trust You With a Quarter, How Can I Trust You With My Heart? It was a cold Thursday night in January when I first met you at the bar. We were smoking our cigarettes with a heater on, listening to Elvis in my car. The place was pretty empty. I worked on my second run in Pepsi, just longing for the sound of a sad country song. When you moved in a little closer, I had no intention of saying no, sir. But then you asked me for a quarter, and that's where it all went wrong. Did you know I'm a jukebox, honey? But I ain't got much money. You said you had a song that you wanted to hear, so to do. Well, I'd been saving my quarters for wash and dry. Like a fool, I gave them all to you. But say a decent man is hard to find when your taste in music is as good as mine. But now ignore what I already knew. When you said that you never heard of John Prine, well, I knew right away you weren't worth my time. And I'm sorry to say, hon, before it began, you're already through. As you know, I'm a jukebox, honey. Said you had a song that you wanted to hear, so I gave my change to you. When I heard that jukebox start, I knew the Cupid's dart had missed its mark. Never can trust you with a quarter. You can call me
Zoe Muth and the Lost High Rollers here on KEXP's Swingin' Doors, a song from the new album Starlight Hotel. If I can't trust you with a quarter, how can I trust you with my heart? Classic song title there, Zoe. Ready for another one?
Sure.
This one's called Harvest Moon Blues. Well, shine on me, won't you shine on me, harvest moon. I've got my bags all packed, my ghost are tied up in my sack, and I'm leaving here by the light of you. Well, I was born loose, nothing is really now. Winter's moving in, and my pockets are wearing thin. Look, my true love's night and kind of strange. And I never had a job worth keeping. No, I never had a dime to spare. You know that old trouble's been creeping up on my back stairs. These old blues keep on haunting me. Well, I guess I'll keep moving on. Shine your light as I walk on down the line. Well, I know there ain't much you can do, but just look on me as I pass through and help me keep track of the time. I should have known this was coming. You see the leaves start to turn brown, and every time the seasons change, I get an itching in my brain, and I pick up all the plans that I laid down. I never had a job worth keeping. No, I never had a dime to spare. You know that old trouble's been creeping up on my back stairs. I always feel lonely, even in the best of company. These old blues keep on. Well, I guess I'll keep moving on. Despair. You know that old. these old blues keep on haunting me. I guess I'll keep moving on. Well, I guess I'll keep moving on.
Zoe Muth and the Lost High Rollers here on KEXP, live version of Harvest Moon Blues, which you can find on the new album Starlight Hotel, which just came out this week. Zoe's celebrating the big CD release this Saturday night down at the Columbia City Theater. A couple of shows, an earlier one, 6:30, and then a later one around 9:30, 10 o'clock or so, opening up Jason Dotson of the Maldives with the, well, as he's calling his backing band nowadays, and the Sons of Warren Oates. I have to ask him where that came from, but anyway, I would assume it's him and his some of his fellow Maldives, as he usually is in a more pared-down setting when he's doing the solo shows. So it should be an awesome show, both of them, 6:30 and 9:30. So take your pick this Saturday night, Columbia City Theater. Well, thank you very much for coming on up here this evening.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm very happy to have you up here. Love the new record.
Thank you.
It sounds just great, by the way. How's the reaction to it been so far? I know it's just been out like a few days.
Oh, it's been good. I mean, it's hard for me to know how much is selling. I'm not really keeping track. You know, we've gotten some good reviews from all over the world.
That's great.
You know, it's... you never know what with a second record, if people are going to like it as much as the first one. We were lucky that the first one got such a good reaction.
Well, it's a great record, too. How do you think this one compares to the first one?
Well, you know, we had a lot more time to make this one, and I think we were a tighter band on this one, and, you know, there's a little more production and, you know, added instrumentation, I think, on this one. And
yeah, one of my favorites on there is, I guess, Billy Joe's mariachi trumpet on the first song, I've Been Gone, off the record. Just sounds beautiful.
Yeah, I'm glad that all worked out.
Yeah, that was a really, really nice touch. How did that come about, by the way? Is that something you were thinking about when you wrote the song, or something that you thought about while in the studio later? Or?
It was just something that came up in the studio. You know, kind of when I first wrote the song, it was sort of just like a folksy kind of, you know, just acoustic guitar song, and we gradually added the pedal steel and mandolin. And then we were in the studio, I just thought, right there, you know, sound great to have a mariachi trumpet.
That's
and,
awesome.
We'd kind of been in touch with Billy Joe around that time, so it was perfect.
That's great. Well, the label this one's on, the first one you guys put out yourself, this one's actually on Signature Sounds, which is a pretty, you know, pretty big folk label based in Massachusetts. How did you end up hooking up with those guys?
Well, we opened for Elin Jewell.
Ah.
I don't know if it was the last time she was in Seattle, but they said, you know, we never like, no offense to anybody else who's open for Elin Jewell. they're like, you know, they just really liked our band, and they told the booking agent and their label, and I think it was probably based on a couple songs from the first record that Jim, the president there, decided to sign us. So,
oh, that's great. Well, I'm taking Elin's upcoming album too. I don't know if you heard that yet or not. It's coming.
Yeah,
out.
We got a copy. We hung out with them. We played a few shows right before South by Southwest and during South by Southwest with those
great
guys. So, we swapped records.
Awesome. Well, it looks like these shows Saturday night could be the last chance for quite a while for people in Seattle to see you guys. So it looks like you're heading out on the road for a while.
Yeah, we'll be gone for 2 months.
Is this the longest you've been out on tour and the farthest?
Yeah, the longest we've been is 2 weeks.
Yeah, and this time you're going all over the place, all over the country.
Yeah, we're kind of making a big loop. Most of the stuff we're doing is on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Excited about it? Looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Dreading it?
Everything.
Yeah.
Mostly excited. It's kind of our big first test.
You know? Yeah. You guys got a van.
We got a van.
Ready to roll.
TV and a little VCR.
You've probably been warned that the guys in the band are going to stink after a while, right? So this is kind of one of the standard things on the road. I don't know if you've been told that or not, but I'm sure you'll be ready to roll. You ready for another song?
Yeah. Let's see. This one is Starlight Hotel, the title track of the record.
He never worked hard enough. Well, I'll tell them he had something else on his mind. Always looking for love, whatever came. Close enough to get him through the night. Found himself far from home. It was not hard to get other folks to leave him alone. I was naive and young. If only the walls, bars, still bars, to base my conclusions on. I believed him when he said.
title song. Zoe Muth, Lost High Rollers, title song to the new album, Starlight Hotel. You want to tell a little story about how that song came about?
Sure. Yeah, it's kind of strange timing for the release of the record, because the Starlight Hotel, you know, it's sort of a, I guess, a place that seemed like more transient. People would stay for a week or so or whatever, and, you know, I didn't really know that much about it, except I would walk by it almost every day, and there was just one room where there was this man living there, and you'd walk by at night, and you could just look right in on his whole life, and I just always wondered what the story was there and kind of made a story around that. And kind of when we were doing the photography for the album, we wanted to take pictures, at least on the outside, and there was scaffolding all around the building. I just figured they're fixing up a historic landmark, you know. And then a couple months later, I find out that they're turning it into some fancy, high-priced hotel. And, you know, everyone who's living there has been kicked out. And
wow.
So it's kind of...
Another lost landmark of Ballard Avenue.
Yeah, I mean, well, the building will be there, but it's just...
It won't be the same.
It's what's happening in Ballard, or all over Seattle.
Right.
It's sad for those of us who don't make much money.
Yeah. Well, there's always the smoke shop.
Yeah. You were just there today.
Well, thank you guys once again for coming on in here to keep up with what's going on with Zoe, all things Zoe, zoemuth.com.
Yep.
Will that do it? Seems to be a fairly up-to-date website you got going on.
We try to keep it up-to-date.
Cool. You ready for one last song?
Sure. Do you want me to introduce these
that
guys?
That would be great, actually.
So this is Ethan Lawton on the mandolin, and Greg Neese on the drums, Mike McDermott on the bass, and Dave Harmonson on the pedal steel and electric guitar, and... guest vocals, who also appear on our record, are Joy Mills and Tom Parker, the Starlings. So, anyway.
Awesome.
Okay, this one's called Come Inside. Thank you.
Zoe Muth and the Lost High Rollers on KEXP. A song called Come Inside from the new album Starlight Hotel. Thank you guys very, very much for coming up here.
Thank you.
Very happy to have you here. Got the big CD release show coming up this Saturday down at the Columbia City Theater. If you had to go down there, just a beautiful place and great sound. Love going down to that venue. 6:30 show and a 9:30 show with Jason Dodson of the Maladies, accompanied by the Sons of Warren Oates. Opening up both of those shows?
Both of those shows. And Tom and Joy will be there. And Billy Joe will be there.
Oh, excellent. So you got some special guests with you, too.
Extravaganza.
Cool. So get on down there for it. It'll be a lot of fun this Saturday. Columbia City Theater. I'd like to thank James Nixon for producing this session. And thanks again, Zoe Muth and Lost High Rollers. You're listening to KEXP Seattle.